When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, hello, and welcome everyone to another season. It's been a while, guys. Hope you are doing fantastic. Hope you are having a nice holidays. And welcome back. Welcome back to another season. Another year of Stats with the Day show will resume. I want to add a poll here. I just forgot before I start the show. Have you been already tinkering about your FPL team this season? Or you did just like me, not even looking at the team until Friday, yesterday literally. Because I wanted to maximize on the summer holidays. I want to have no thoughts about FPL, no tinkering. I'm gonna change. I learned over the years that I will always change my team. Okay, someone scored in a friendly. Oh, this guy came off the bench and scored. Put him in my team. Take him out of my team. No. I just decided to step aside and focus from... started from yesterday. I already started looking at the team, looking at the players, the signings, the preseason data, and try and make sense of the previous matches. I don't believe you will miss much if you haven't been tinkering already. But let me know, guys. Let me know how are you doing. Let's start. So what we are going to do here, guys, is to give you a bit of like a warm-up to a new season. So the Stats of the Day show will continue this year. We will have a show every Saturday night, same time like today. 8:30 UK PM UK time. In my time in Europe will be 9:30, and depends on where you are in the world. Welcome everyone, and hopefully we will bring the fire on Saturday games. Right after the finish of the games, we will start our show, reflect on the matches from Friday and Saturday, if any on Friday, which will be on game week one, and then we will reflect on it and do pretty much the same format. We changed a few colors, so hopefully you will like it, guys. Let me know. And let's start with, we will keep it light. We will keep it more of a chatting. Hussein, good to see you as well. Kavish, welcome. Lots of info to digest. You think I missed out a lot? Or I will be spending so much time looking into the day. I had a look today, this morning and yesterday night to prepare for the show. I noticed a couple of interesting things. I liked the idea of me starting with a couple of differential players, with players that are away from the template. I noticed today lots of similar teams on Twitter, just like every year, which absolutely fair, because if the template is strong and score points, most importantly, then why not? But I noticed a couple of nice things during the preseason. I will outline these ones and see could be options for game week one. So I think I will start with looking at my own team that I just drafted. For anyone who is interested, you will see a lot of players are already in Twitter. Maybe some tweaks here and there. Onana came in for me. I was looking for an 8.5 goalkeepers, 4.5 and 4. But I like Onana, who just signed in from Inter. Watching him in Ajax, watching him in Inter, yes, there are these videos showing Onana mistakes in passing and all of that, but believe me, he's a very good goalkeeper. And today's match against Lens, I believe, someone on Twitter has already calculated what would have been the basis bonus points for Onana should this game been in FPL. And compare that, it would be really, really high compared to other goalkeepers. And that makes sense, because Onana is a goalkeeper who likes to play with his feet, likes to play a lot of passes. If you get 30 passes, complete passes during the game, you get a lot of bonus points as well. So not only that, I believe that Man United will keep some clean sheets this season. I think whenever they do, especially in tight matches, Onana will shoot up in the bonus points, which could be a 7, 8, 9 points goalkeeper in many, many weeks. So apart from that, yeah, I think there are a lot of great goalkeepers, 4.5 category as well. There are some 4.0 if Matt Turner goes to Forest. I'm not sure if that's a done deal already, but as far as I know from this morning, it's like negotiations going on. We could have the hopefully a better version of Danny Ward of last season, but we could have some 4.0, and I don't mind replacing Areola with Turner if he moves to Forest and becomes the goalkeeper of the team. I still don't rule out Areola as potentially someone who might, I don't know if there is a concrete info whether Fabianski will remain the number one, but it's been going on in the pages and the fan base that could be time for Areola to take a lead. At 4.0, it's a really decent option. Having Fabianski and Areola will just solve the problem. For 8.5, I just don't know yet whether West Ham will keep too many clean sheets to trust this combination. And I personally had this until Onana signed for Man United. So I was on Fabianski and Areola, and I still like the pair. But Onana stands out from the goalkeeper, so that's why he's in my team. You will see lots of blues, of course. I am biased to Man City. Stones is in my team. I don't think I will take him out by any means unless he's injured. I think he is, for me, he is the best City defender at the moment to own. Not only because he is sort of nailed in the minutes, but also he's playing in the midfield. And yes, I will use that term. He scored in the preseason quite a nice goal. But that's not new for Stones. He's coming to the corners, coming to the set pieces. He has that possibility. Playing in midfield means a lot of build-up, a lot of passes. He will be high up in the bonus points as well. And Man City will keep clean sheets. They didn't keep many, as many as we wanted last season. But I think now, especially with the opening fixtures, I think Stones will be... I'm not sure what is the ownership. I haven't actually looked. I just picked him because I believe in the pick. So he should be in high percentage. Anything less than 20%, I think he is a great, great differential. Gabriel is also someone I like to have for the first few game weeks, especially the first three, where Arsenal have the potential to keep it clean sheets. Against Forest in the first game, I think from the Arsenal defenders, I think Gabriel is the one with potential upside of goals and less so in assist, but clean sheets and goals are mostly what you expect from Gabriel. He has that every season. He scores a couple of goals, and that's why he is in my team as well. Estupinian, I think I've seen him in a lot of teams, and I think the main reason is the way Brighton finished last season in a very, very strong way. Kind of say that Brighton might keep up, and I have some doubts in that term, but that's why I don't have any attacker at the moment. But that doesn't mean that Estupinian isn't a great option. And against Luton at home, you never expect from these opening games. Let's take it. Don't get twisted. It's very tricky to predict the first game week, especially coming up against promoted teams. But on paper, Brighton have been strong defensively against Luton. It's a very high chance of clean sheets and some attacking returns, especially in the first game week. And he's very high on. So it's kind of, you have to find a balance between having a player with high ownership and differential players. And that's basically the three main defenders that I have. I do have Baldock because he's 4.0 and he is a kind of guy who can play in midfield as well. So He's a fifth midfielder for not fifth midfielder. He can play as a midfielder. He's a fifth defender for me in the game, and Chilwell is one of the popular picks as well. I don't like the game week one. Although Chilwell is capable of that, of scoring points, keeping a clean sheet, it could go anyway between Chelsea and Liverpool in game week one. But from game week two, it's ridiculous run of games. And I think I would like to have a Chilwell in game week two or three, and that's why I'm getting him from the beginning and saving a transfer potentially. If Chilwell does anything in game week one, yeah, I might miss on the points if I don't start him, which it seems that I'm keeping him on the bench, but at least there will be a bandwagon and he will be 5.7 in no time. So that's the five defenders that I have in my team here. Kimi, nice team. You like it? Yeah, the only problem with this team is no Salah, and I will touch on the midfield now, is Shaw enough. I haven't looked at Shaw. I'm not entirely sure. I think having Onana will be enough for the start of the season. Shaw has been great in streak number of games, but to own him for the whole season with the options that we have now, I'm not sure. He's still, we've had points from Shaw, so we know what he's capable of. Alan Abdullah, salam. Will City new signings affect the Stones? I don't think so. I think the sign of Guardiola is more to play left center back, and maybe left back at times when needed. So the ones are really affected by him is basically Ake, are basically Ake and potentially Laporte, unless Laporte's move out, which seems to be happening. As for Stones, especially if Kyle Walker goes to Bayern, that opens the way to Stones to play center back, right back, central midfield. So I don't have to worry about Stones too much. Kovacic, I think he doesn't affect anyone. He's pretty much a replacement for Gundogan, and I think I will touch on the City when I talk about the midfield. I think he's actually will be integrated slowly rather than being pushed into the 11, because I have another preference to who could be the three midfielders, even with De Bruyne out of the team for the start of the season. So I will mention that in a minute. KDB is a good shout. He definitely is. What is he now? 10 million? But I think he's injured now, and he didn't play any minute in the preseason, so keep an eye on that. Diaby or Mbeumo? Okay, nice segue to talk about the midfield. I do have Rashford, which is a template player. I think he finishes strong. He has been consistent all year. He is now the talisman for Man United. Even with signing Hojlund, I think he will be the main man, at least for the start of the season. Saka the same. Foden is my guy in midfield, and I don't have intention to drop him from my team unless I really, really need to sacrifice Foden for someone like Salah. Riyad Mahrez going, Gundogan going, not really reinforcing the team, that increases the minutes of Foden dramatically, in my opinion. Someone else, I really like to have him at somehow. I don't think I will fit it because I have a three, but I really like the combination of Foden and Alvarez behind Haaland. And I think this is the three with Bernardo and Grealish on the sides. I think this is the set of five that we will start tomorrow against Arsenal and potentially the start of the season. And so if you are looking for cash and you are looking for attacker, Alvarez could be really, really, really great option. Just take your time. Tomorrow Man City will play against Arsenal. I'm sure we will field the best 11 possible and take it from there. I have no idea how the team looked like. I think Man City is one of the teams that played the least number of games in preseason, and historically they do that. They don't play too many games, two games, three maximum, and usually they are involved in the Community Shield in the past few years. So watch out for tomorrow's game, see how things go, and assess your Man City assets based on that. Liverpool players, tricky one. I have another draft in which it takes out Diaby or Eze. I need to look at it again, but there is another draft where I replace one of the 6.5 midfielders with Diogo Jota. And I think if for everyone who plans a no Salah team, I think it's obvious that you wrote a Jota. My issue is basically, and it's been mentioned on Twitter and podcast, so it's not a new information, that basically four players in Liverpool are playing for two spots with Salah. So minutes will be managed. Even with the new rule of the extra times that a game can last until tomorrow morning, there will be substitutes. And there will be players going out and all of that. So it's going to be tricky. Think about a match that has a first half of 50, 52 minutes and the other half of 52 minutes as well. It's going to be hard because player can play 70 minutes and being subbed in 59 minutes and that's it. So it's going to be tricky. And I think we will see a lot of 59 minutes sub and cameos that will affect FPL. So what I'm trying to do here is to start with the nailed players who have the possibility to play as close as to 90 minutes. And the likes of Foden is already a risk player because he can be one of those players. But what we know from Guardiola, he barely makes substitutes. So he either starts or he doesn't. And the last 5 minutes of the game, he makes the subs. I think this will change, but by how far, I'm still not entirely sure. And that increases the minutes for Alvarez as well. He could come in as a sub for Haaland. He could be a starter with Foden and then switch things in and out during the first couple of game weeks. So I'm really curious to know how things go tomorrow. And I'm not sure if the game tomorrow against Arsenal will be some sort of a game where see this role in place. Eze is great, keeps assisting and scoring goals in preseason, end of the season is strong, and Diaby, the new signing, knowing him from Bundesliga, where I played fantasy Bundesliga, he's a great. He's a spam shooter. He's heavily involved, and I really like him. So I really like the five that I have, and I will try not to make too many major changes in the team unless I'm forced to. But that's basically the draft. Jackson kind of picks himself for that mid-budget bracket. I can stretch to Watkins, but I just have Diaby, and I don't really like the first few games for Villa that much. And so I think I will settle on Jackson. And the reasons will be in the next slide where I will show you some stats. Enough talking about my team. And let's go to the next slide where we have some preseason stats. So I appreciate if it's a bit of a lot of numbers to digest. I'll try to go slow on them. But basically what you have here is the list of players, the team, the price of FPL, and how many games did the team play so far in the preseason, and how many minutes this player has got. And what does that correspond in percentage from the total possible minutes? And that will give you an idea on how many minutes each player has played. Of course, you have to take things with a pinch of salt. Maybe the manager will try different setups, different players, especially the youngsters. But still, it's relevant. It will remain relevant because the players who played as many minutes will be more ready to start the season. So I thought it would be a quite an interesting one. So of course, this is a selected number of players. And basically, if you want to get the full list of the preseason minutes, and there is a sheet with all the minutes tracker, and that's exclusively for the members of the Fantasy Football Scout. So if you have the account and you have the subscription, you can get access to this data. If you don't, make sure to use of the the sign-up discount and get access to these ones. Just want to highlight a few players from this list. Gabriel from Arsenal, he played 370 minutes from across six games. That's about 69% of the minutes possible. That's decent. You would expect that. Nothing really is surprising. John Stones and in general Man City players have fairly shared the minutes across the three games. It's been like replacing the whole team at halftime or at 50 minutes. So John Stones has played 53% of the possible time. And it doesn't mean that someone has played 100. Most of the players have been very close to the numbers of John Stones. So it's hard to make a judgment on the City defenders based on the preseason. So the selection of tomorrow will be the decisive one for me. Van Dijk, as you would expect, he's coming in at 6 million. I really like him. I used to have him in the start of the seasons and has been excellent. Somehow he likes the first 4, 5, 6 game weeks. He scores the most points he gets during the season, and I maximize on the points and then move on. 6 million is a substantial reduction from Trent, who came in as at 8 million. Robo is 6.5 as well, so he's also cheaper than Trent. And Van Dijk has played 210 minutes, so with his goal. Also, Van Dijk is very, he has the pedigree to score goals and be on the bonus points. So I quite like him as one of the Liverpool defenders. I question the value of Trent at 8 million. That's me. So if I have to go for a Liverpool defender, it will be one of Robbo or Van Dijk for sure. Unless we see something really, really major from Trent, like, okay, exclusive news from club, he will be playing in midfield and he's scoring goals in the last week of the preseason if they still have games to go. But otherwise, my draft doesn't have any Liverpool players. And if I have to go for one, it would be one of Van Dijk or Robertson. One of the interesting Arsenal options is Trossard. And I did not see Trossard in many drafts for a fair reason, the minutes. But the guy has played 52% of the minutes and he scored 3 goals. And that's more than any other Arsenal attacking player. And so I really like him. He showed that when he can come on or start the game, he can perform well. And he interrupted Martinelli's minutes and the owners have been having had hard time at the end of last season because of Trossard. With Jesus injured, maybe it would be an idea to start Nketiah and keep the rotation between Martinelli and Trossard. Kai Havertz, where does he land in this? Or maybe moving Martinelli to the middle.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And Trossard to the left field and Havertz more to the midfield on their left wing. That's Trossard and Havertz coming in midfield. So there are so many possibilities. We will see Arsenal's team sheet tomorrow as well. So keep an eye on that. One of the players I really, really like is Diaby. At 6.5, I think he's fairly priced. 3 games that he joined since he signed with Villa. He scored 2 goals, and they are really nice goals. He's a very good finisher. And as I said, he will give you shots. I just need to see whether he will continue to do that. And of course, a lot of shots doesn't mean great for FPL in most of the cases. If they are off target, then it takes away a lot of the bonus points. So even when he scores, he might not be getting bonus points. But at 6.5, He just needs to score, and the rest will be a bonus. So that's for Diaby. He's one of my favorite players from the 6.5 midfielders for sure. And Ciso is another one that rose around the Twitter accounts. He's coming at 5.5, could be interesting, but he didn't play much. He played only 80 minutes this preseason. So with signing also going to be hard. So I don't think that Enseso is someone you can rely on unless you see him really getting a lot of minutes and consistent starts. Even with a new system, he will come on, especially Brighton. You don't have to worry about him coming on and off. He will get minutes, but the question is, are they enough? And that's the problem that I have with Enseso. So that's that's it about Enseso. Salah has been really electric, but in terms of assists, he has got 6 assists and 1 goal in this preseason. So what's going on with him? Is he getting more creative than scoring? I think he loves scoring goals. I think that's will not change. But I see that assists are coming more in his play, and that's dangerous for non-owners. If he can come back to score 25-30 goals a season and having doubled the assist, he will be up there with Haaland, maybe because he's a midfielder, he is getting more points for that. He will be really, really close to him, if not higher. So while you can make a stronger team without Salah, I feel like, especially in game week 2 against Bournemouth at home, it would be scary not to have Salah or any other Liverpool midfielder. And that's why I'm still trying to figure out if I can get in Jota or the least convincing Darwin for me. But again, it's really about the minutes, and I just don't have the answer now. James thinks that the Diaby pick is good. Yeah, so am I. Kimmy, Jackson looked amazing preseason. I do agree. Yeah, he's been racking up the goals during the preseason, and he's there in the list. 5 games for Chelsea. He has played 245 minutes, and he scored 2 goals and 3 assists. And I think he will be nailed in the minutes. He is the main man. And apart from Liverpool, which I don't think Liverpool defense is back to the strong defending that we know, I think they are capable of scoring against Liverpool. I think the game with 2 or 3 and onward games are just so good to not even going for him. Even if he blanks against Liverpool, I don't think this will change. And that's why I think he's more likely locked in. If Watkins start the season and he blanked and Jackson returned, there would be a massive sale from Watkins to Jackson. And that's also helps building the team value, which historically it's helping, not like last season, but having a strong team value in the start of the season helps going forward, especially with the wild card and the free hit. Someone really, really differential. I don't think that many do have him, or you will have him by any means to start him, but he could be really an enabler, is Mbeumo. He plays for West Ham, 4.5. 5 games for West Ham. He played 53% of the minutes and he scored 3 goals. Now, I wouldn't even put him in the list if West Ham kept Scamacca alongside Antonio. And I don't know if they will sign a new striker. I think they will try and do that. But there is no other striker but Antonio. And maybe in the meantime, the first few game weeks, Mbeumo will be a great enabler. So you would think that if going into game week 1, and this is the squad of West Ham, maybe you would like to have a 4.5 forward who might get a decent number of minutes, and an odd goal, he can come in one of the Foden or sudden absences in your team, and that would be the best jam to have in the in the start of the season. If not, he's 4.5. He's one of the most, he will be probably one of the most active forwards that you will have. So I really do like him for a bench enabler. Someone else I noticed that he's got decent number of minutes is Woodrow. Woodrow, he plays for Luton Town. And he is another one that you can take a look and see what's the situation there. I don't have too much information about Luton Town, not as of today. I need to do more research about this, but he's not the main striker, but he's one of the strikers that got the most minutes in the preseason. So it doesn't guarantee he will play, but he's someone that at least you will have to shortlist him. Is it a good idea to use your bench boost in game week 1, Shania? When do you know most of your team will play? It really depends, but I prefer to play the bench boost in double game weeks. Just having 15 players times 2, almost 30 games with a bench boost, that's always the aim. Getting 26, 27, 28 is still fine, but to play with 15 in one of the most uncertain game weeks of the season, game week 1, it's a risky play. When do you know most of the team will play? I don't know. It's really about the preseason. Unless injured players, you would think that most of the teams will start with their best players. So, yeah. Okay, Heather, you have him in your draft. Wonder who? James. I don't trust Liverpool defense. Okay, fair enough, James. We share the same feeling then. Simon, with a super chat. Wow, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Is Bernardo Silva too risky? Feel like with a lot of games. If we don't sign any winger and Bernardo doesn't go to Barcelona, then I would like to think that he will be one of the players that will get a lot of minutes. And if you talk really short term, if De Bruyne isn't fit to start the season, basically we don't have too many options. We'll have to start with Grealish, Foden, Alvarez, Bernardo Silva, and Haaland. And maybe the last 15, 20 minutes of the game, if it's settled already, then we can make use of Cole Palmer or one of the midfielders like Kovacic coming in and pushing someone like Foden to the wing. So there are some possibilities, but I think that as of minutes, I think Bernardo will be almost certain. Watch out for tomorrow. I think the best answer you will get is tomorrow. When you see the team sheet, you see how they play. The thing is, Bernardo hasn't been historically a great FPL option. He's a streaky player. He's a streaky player. but he's not a player that you can rely on week in, week out to get you points. So if you ask me, I think within the City squad, there are better options than Bernardo Silva. James, do I think Martinelli is a worse option now Jesus is injured? Not necessarily. I don't think that Martinelli is better or worse with Jesus being injured. I think I'll compare him with Trossard. Maybe it increases his minutes a bit. That's obvious. But does it make him worse? I don't think so. I think he's a great winger and great striker. He can be. So I don't think that's the case. You had Mbama, but you upgraded him to Nketiah, Historia Films. Welcome back. That's fair. Again, you have guys one way to assess that. So depending on the team sheets tomorrow, you would expect that this is the team that both will go into game week 1, because in theory, City and Arsenal will be the favorites to go and win the next season based on the last one, but Man United will be pushing as well. But you would expect Arsenal to start with the best possible team. That's for sure. Okay, so because I'm aware of the time already, 37 minutes, I do have one more slide that's other players I haven't mentioned. Just reflecting on their goals and assists. So Bowen, one of the players that I shouldn't miss, he crossed only 7 million and he is involved in 3 goals and 3 assists, which is great. Bowen has been amazing 2 seasons ago, not so much last season. Could he be someone that is back to his best form and he can show us why he is the guy we should rely on? That's definitely the case. And game week 1 is against Bournemouth, Chelsea game week 2, Brighton, Luton, and then it gets a bit harder with Man City and Liverpool. So their run of games are a bit mixed. But if you look for a really differential player, I would include Bowen in the list of Eze, Diaby, Mbeumo. And I think I still favor him over Mbeumo because I like Wissa over Mbeumo from Brentford, if you focus on Brentford. Anyways, I think Bowen, he is slightly underpriced compared to what he's capable of. I think he's fairly priced to what he done last season. But if he's like Rashford of last season. He was underpriced because he hasn't had the best season the year before and he became one of the stars. Bowen could repeat that. Bowen has the capacity to do that. And West Ham had their circumstances that they haven't performed. So 3 goals and 3 assists, that's great for him. And it should give him the confidence he missed most of last season. Darwin, he has to read a mention. Even the whole criticism about Darwin, I think he has done a great preseason. That's undeniable. 4 goals and 1 assist. Problem is the minutes. So are you going there? Let me know, guys, if you are going for Darwin. If you don't have Salah, for those who are going no Salah, which Liverpool attacker are you going for? From the midfield or the forwards or both? Yakubu is another one at the same price as Darwin. 2 goals and 1 assist. And here is a comparison between Trent and Robbo so far. Both of them has got an assist. And there is 1.5 million difference. So to be honest, I don't see why you should pay 1.5 more for Trent. And I can have Robertson. I could be proven wrong the first game weeks, but based on what I have, Trent has scored a total of 30 points more than Robbo last season, the whole season, and Robbo has missed out on 300 more minutes than Trent because of injuries. So if you count that, it's really close. It's really close. I think Trent is more likable, is more popular, and that's why, and I think he finished stronger last season, and that's why he got that hike in the price, but I don't see it. It can come back to me and bite, but that's my view on it. One of the options that could be also considered as enablers is Makate. He's also a striker, 4.5 from Luton. He has got a goal and assist, but be careful from relying too much that this player has scored, so he will play. It's always tricky with the preseason, and most of those players, they don't get minutes at all, or they get a loan offer and go play somewhere else. So wait on these small pieces in your team and assess based on the likelihood of them starting and why do you want them. If it's enabler, he could be one of those for sure. Heather, no Salah and no attackers. Interesting. D'Lo, Darwin and Nketiah are my additions in attack. Very interesting. So you have 3 attackers. I guess the Haaland is a must, right? Thomas with an interesting view on City. If you think about City players' time, there is now only 7 players for the front 5. Used to be 8. So everyone will have more football game time. Cannot see Kovacic playing anywhere but mid either. That's very true. And that's why if the window closes and we don't sign any players, then I think many will be encouraged to buy City assets and hold them. This plus the fact that each team will play significant more minutes because of the new role, I'm certain that each player will get decent chance to play. So it's really about which one you like then, because even Alvarez could be a really nice option. He could be a huge differential. And speaking of this role, I wanted to mention this at the beginning. One of the reasons why I'm probably going light in defense is because of the rule. Basically, when you have almost about 15 to 20 minutes extra to play across two halves, then the chances of having a clean sheet is automatically reduced, even for City. To play more, there is always a chance for a random corner or a set piece or any of these, especially when the team is comfortable 2-3-0 and he wants to manage energy and passing back and forth. I just feel like the other team might take a chance and ruin the clean sheet. And I feel like I will see a lot of that going into the season. These are some of the predictions that I'm having about summer players, about how the season will start. So if it doesn't happen, you will come back and say, hey, Karam, you said this and that. No, I'm just predicting. So it's for the fun of it. But I think the number of the clean sheets can reduce during the season compared to the previous one. And that's why if I predict that and I bet against having too many clean sheets, then it makes sense for me to go light or going for the most reliable teams possible or going into attacking defenders. And that's where I think I've done with Chilwell as an attacking defender, with Stones, reliable team, Estupinian, great fixtures in general. Maybe he will not get too many clean sheets. So having Trent, again, speaking of Trent, Robertson, even Van Dijk, anyone over 6 million, unless he is in very reliable team or he is very, very attacking. We know that they are attacking defenders, Robertson and Trent, but they haven't been last season. So unless they recover that, it's going to be tricky to rely on clean sheets in general, not with them, but with any team. And so I can see more goals this season, and I can see more or less clean sheets, and defenders might not do as well as you might think. So I will reassess this view in game week 4 and see if that's the case. Thomas, coming back to the City point, Bernardo, Foden, KDB, Grealish, Alvarez, Kovacic, Haaland for 5 attacking slots. Yeah, if you consider KDB when he's fit. So I think that's decent. I think that's decent percentage and probability. And Pep likes form players. Once they hit form, he doesn't change the team. So okay, so I think that we are coming to the end of the show. It's been a decent 45 minutes, guys. It's great to be back. Sorry if it's a bit longer than you expect, but it was great to have you back again. Hopefully you have an idea of a thing or a two, and you can use them to prepare your team for next game week. I will be back next game week when we have the first flavor and fire of game week 1, and we will go through the matches and see how things go. I'm so excited. I hope this excitement doesn't go with a bad rank in the first 4 or 5 game weeks. But guys, take care everyone, and I will be checking in with you all next week. Take care. Peace.